especially the workshops coming up, that there are a lot of things that you can still get in on if you just pay attention now.
Right. Most of our summer workshops focus on the youth workshops, and they start actually next week. The ones that are still, I mean, we run every week, June and July, except for the week of the 4th of July. And there's workshops for preschool all the way through teenagers. Messy Friday is one of the favorites. That's like preschool and their adult partners. That one's actually full already. Sign up happens really fast on that one. But some of the other ones that are available are their drawing. Wyatt Seavers is teaching a woods workshop. Heather Duffy, who teaches at Callaway Middle School, is teaching a watercolor workshop. Shannon Duffy, who was teaching at Murray State, is teaching a metals workshop and a sculpture workshop. So there's still a lot open and available.
Oh, my goodness. There are all age groups there.
There are actually two workshops offered for 16-year-olds through adults. So it's like a multi-age teen and adult. One of those is a pastel drawing workshop. It's a one-day workshop that meets on a Saturday. That's going to be, June 22nd. And then there's a weaving workshop that's July 19th, 20th, and 21st. And again, that's a multi-age workshop.
I bet the multi-age workshops are especially interesting.
I think it's fun. You know, they're all people who want to be there, and you never know where the conversation's going to go. Because, you know, when you're there all day or 3 days in a row, they get to know each other, and it is a lot of fun.
I'd love to go back to the Wyatt Seavers wood workshop. Mm-hmm. What kind of project will be involved there?
Last year it was really great because Wyatt taught two workshops, and one of them was in the studio, and one of them he actually did out in his wood shop, and it was like three boys and Wyatt, and it was like this boys' club, and they made these amazing benches that had these locking compartments that were like secret compartments that one kid was hiding his toys from his sister in. So, but they, you know, all of the workshops are small. Registration, 10 or 12 is our limit, because we really are interested in the kids having a real individual kind of experience. So they take a lot of responsibility in the workshop in designing their projects. And so in that workshop with Wyatt, one kid built shelves, another kid worked on, like I said, it was kind of a table stool piece. So there's a lot of room for individual design and creativity in the workshops because they're small in numbers.
What are the price ranges involved?
The least expensive is $60, and then the clay, I think, is the most expensive because of materials and supplies, and it's $125. Most of the workshops, they meet Monday through Friday. They meet a couple of hours at different times. Some of them might be in the afternoon, and some of them might be in the mornings. All of that information is on our website, which is murrayartguild.org. And if you just go to the workshop page and find the youth workshops, all of that information is listed in a little bit more details about each one.
Now, things are hopping exhibition-wise as well.
We do. We have two exhibits actually opening next week. One of those is in the Guild's gallery at 500 North 4th Street. And that exhibit is an exhibit of liturgical paintings by local artist Mary Furman. The title of the exhibit is The Church Seasons, Liturgical Paintings. These are a series of paintings that Mary's been working on probably for 5 years or more. And the opening is Friday night at 6:00 at the Guild. And the other exhibit and opening that we have, which is also Friday night, it's an exhibit in the Kerr Center Gallery. And that exhibit is the Side-by-Side. The Side-by-Side program is a program that the Guild partners with VSA Kentucky and Murray State University, and it's a program where children in the community, specifically children with disabilities, have gone through a six-week workshop series at the Guild. And at the end of that workshop, they're partnered with an artist in the community to work on a collaborative piece, so side-by-side. So the exhibit, it has a piece of the children's work. It has a piece of the artist's work, and then it also has their collaborative piece.
Tell me, VSA stands for what?
Very Special Arts.
And this has been going on for several years now.
It has. This is the fourth or fifth year, maybe, that the Guild has done this exhibit. VSA is an international organization, and the local or the Kentucky organization is in Bowling Green, and they do the side-by-side exhibit in every congressional district in the state. And so, Murray has done it, I think, 5 years.
Have you, as a professional artist yourself, done one of these projects?
I have. This is the first year I haven't done it.
Uh-huh.
I was trying to just take care of my responsibilities as coordinator and not be one of the partner artists, and I really missed it.
Describe the experience.
It's really, you know, it's great. I don't know who gets more out of it, the partner artist or the student. And sometimes I think maybe the partner artist does. And it just depends on what they're working on. But they'll meet either in the artist studio or at the guild studio. And supposedly they work for an hour. Usually that turns into 2 or 3 hours, depending on what they're working on. And people approach collaborative process very differently. Most of them work side by side, getting the project started, and then the artist might work on it a little more and finish it up. Usually that's a time thing. And they typically try to be guided by what the student is interested in and what that student wants to do. I have 6 weeks of working with that student, you know, to have a good idea of what they might want to work on. This year, Hannah Babcock was in one of the student artists, and she worked with Justin Roberts, who does the Willow Furniture, and they made a living basket, which was, it's just delightful. And it's a woven willow basket, and then they planted it in a pot, and it's sprouting. So you can plant that and have 6 willow trees. But it was just, it's a delightful project.
What an interesting collaboration. Mm-hmm. What are the others this time around?
Reed Parrish is a ceramics artist there at the Guild, and he worked with Garrison Kelly, and they made a ceramic car, which is pretty amazing, which is a car bottled on a small plastic blue car that Garrison happens to have in his pocket most all time. So that's where they got the idea or inspiration for that piece. Shannon Duffy worked on a wet felting project with one of the students, and she's particularly interested in pink and purple and jewelry, so it was perfect. They made a really nice felted necklace. Let's see what else. Marie Dolshin painted with Alexis Kane. Aiden Nichols, what did Aiden do? I have to think. Oh, Aiden worked with Wyatt Sievers, and they did a turned piece. They made a candlestick out in Wyatt's wood shop, and that Aiden just loved that. That was really fun. Terry Josled's a book artist, and he worked with Stephen Quast, and they did an accordion book. And then Stacey Frett is a photographer, and they actually took a piece that William Winchester had made in the workshop. It was a gourd piece, and they used that gourd as a setup for a photo setup, like a little vignette. So I think that was all.
Now tell me again when I can see these works.
That exhibit, it's up now in the Carter Center. I think Colin finished hanging it earlier in the week. But the exhibit opens Friday, June 7th, 5 o'clock, the opening reception, and then it'll stay up through July.
And to get to the Carter Center Gallery, you'd go in that lower parking lot.
Yes, that's a bit. Once you go in that lower parking lot entrance, the gallery is right there on your right.
There you go. Back to Mary Furman's show. Again, that's opening. Is it the 7th?
Yes, same night, June 7th, and it'll open. The reception is from 6 to 8 p.m. Public's welcome to come. It's going to be amazing, I think, to see all of those paintings in one place. They're all pretty good size, like 3 by 5 feet.
And it's a small exhibition gallery.
It is. It's a small gallery, so I think it's going to be pretty intense seeing all of those
intimate.
In there.
Mm-hmm. And Mary has a long history of liturgical work in St. Leo's Catholic Church, for example. I believe there are some of her wall hangings.
I know she's done different things
for the theme.
Mm-hmm,
yeah.
Mm-hmm. I don't remember exactly what. I know, you know, it's something that she studied for years and years, and she's attended workshops on various aspects of Christ and creativity at different places. But yeah,
real interesting way of combining one's spiritual faith with artistic output, and and wonderful for those of us who may not share either,
right?
To see the inspiration and the output of that inspiration.
Well, and there's a, you know, such a tradition of art and Christianity, and I think, you know, what she stays within that tradition and a lot of the symbolism involved. And I think she's actually going to have a written document that talks about some of the symbolism that's in the paintings. But then she's also taken it, you know, made it personal in that it has a more contemporary style to it, the work.
Well, I'm I'm amazed that, as you mentioned to me, that you're sort of a one-person whipper in of all the activities at the Murray Arc.
Yeah, I rely on a lot of awesome volunteers, but ultimately it lands on me, yes.
Well, you've really got a lot going on, and we probably should reiterate that the website is full of information about all of what we've spoken about, and it's do the website again and your phone number.
MurrayArtGuild.org is the website, and the phone number is 753-4059.
And the address is?
500 North 4th Street.
You got it all. Now you have to get involved.